Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report. The media is lying about the second wave. For months, the Washington Post and the rest of the mainstream media kept a morbid COVID-19 death count on their front pages and at the top of their news broadcasts. The coronavirus outbreak was all about the number of dead. The narrative was intended to boost governors like Cuomo in New York and Whitmer in Michigan, who turned their state's authoritarians under the false notion that destroying people's jobs, freedoms, and lives would somehow keep a virus from doing what viruses always do, spread through a population until eventually losing strength and dying out. The death count was always the headline. But then, all of a sudden, early in June, the mainstream media did a George Orwell and lectured us that it's all about cases and has always been all about cases. Death and especially infections fatalities rate were irrelevant. Why? Because from the peak in April, deaths have been decreased by 90% and were continuing to crash. That was not terrifying enough, so the media pretended this good news did not exist. With massive increases in testing, the case numbers climb. This is not rocket science. The more people you test, the more cases you find. Unfortunately, our mainstream media is only interested in pushing the party line. So the good news that millions more have been exposed while the fatality rate continues to decline, meaning the virus is getting weaker, is buried under the hysterical false reporting of new cases. Unfortunately, many governors, including our own here in Texas, are incapable of resisting the endless lies of the mainstream media. They are putting Americans through the nightmare of forced business closures, mandated face masks, and restrictions of constitutional liberties based on false propaganda. In Texas, the second wave propaganda has gotten so bad that the leaders of the four major hospitals in Houston took the extraordinary step last week of holding a joint press conference to clarify that the scare stories of Houston hospitals being overwhelmed with COVID cases are simply untrue. Dr. Mark Boom of Houston Methodist said the reporting on hospital capacity is misleading. He said, quite frankly, "We're concerned that there is a level of alarm in the community that is unwarranted right now. In fact, there has been much reporting that the spike in Texas cases is not due to a resurgence of the virus, but to hospital practices of COVID testing every patient coming in for any procedure at all. If it's positive, well, that counts as a COVID hospitalization. Why would hospitals be so dishonest in their diagnosis? Billions of appropriated federal dollars are being funneled to facilities based on the number of COVID cases they can produce. As I've always said, if you subsidize something, you get more of it, and that's why we are getting more COVID cases. Let's go back to the original measurements used to scare Americans into giving up their constitutional liberties. The daily death rate numbers. Even though we know hospitals have falsely attributed countless deaths to COVID-19, that were deaths with instead of from the virus. We are seeing actual deaths steadily declining over the past month and a half. Defining deaths are not a great way to push the second wave propaganda. So the media and politicians have moved the goalposts and decided that only cases are important. It's another big lie. Resist propaganda and defend your liberty. That is the only way we'll get through this. Thanks for listening. Come back soon.